Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion and Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvora, Shochel Yisrael, Golas Mitzrayim. Opens up with the pasuk Vayakom Melech Chadash Al Mitzrayim Shalayadas Yosef. A new king came up on Egypt who didn't know Yosef. The Medrash Rabbah says, famous Medrash, Rabban Pisach Pisach HaHikra, they opened up a pasuk for this. They opened up an opening for this pasuk. They rebelled against God. They have foreign children. They intermarried. This is rebellion against God. And now Chodesh is going to eat their portion, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, Chodesh Av, is going to be destroyed. So the Medrash says, when Yosef died, they revoked the bris. They didn't want to do bris mila. They said, let's be like the Mitzrayim. And from here you learn that Moshe Rabbeinu circumcised them in Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then, Kevin Shasuka, Hafacha Kodesh Brachu, Avashay, Mitzrayim, Moab, and Mosim Lissina. Shanamar, Hafach Libam, Lissna, Amal, Snaka, Babad, Lakaima, Shanamar, Atayachlam, Chodesh, Eschokam, Melech Chodesh, Amad, Vachide, Shalem, Zeroysev. In other words, since they wanted to be like the Egyptians hated them. Originally, they loved them. Now they hated them. In other words, for when the Jews assimilated, they hated Jews for assimilating. That's what it says in Tehillim 105, that Hashem transformed their heart to hate his nation and to ambush them. And that's Mekayim, what it says. Now Chodesh is going to eat their chelek, meaning now they're going to get the hischachus, they're going to get the melech Chodesh. B'chidishalem zerosef. Because the Jewish people wanted to be like the Egyptians, Hashem said, okay, Ata Yochlam Chodesh is Chokem, now they're going to Vayakom Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim. Punishment's going to be a new king. What is this Medrash telling us? It's an unbelievable Svasemes. Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, Parash Shemos, first year. It's a long shtickle. We'll read part of it. It says, Rabbeinu, אדוני אבי זיגמר ורבי היגר על מדרש יוקם על החודש עתי יוכלם חודש זכוקם. כושל המדרש היחש למצרים מבחין את הסחדשס. The Medrash doesn't understand how the Mitzrim have a בחין of הסחדשס. How are they מסחדש? But then it should be always old news. How do they have the הסחדשס is something spiritual. How do they have the הסחדשס? For all the Israel. חסיב אין כל חודש תחס השמש. Under the sun there's nothing new. Only above the sun there's something new. Spirituality. But how does Mitzrim have הסחדשס? Because they lost that on Yosef. That was, they were made for Bris Mila. Bris Mila is Yosef. But Yosef had the Kiddush of the Bris. Yosef guarded himself. So, when they lost this Bechin of Yosef, they were made for Bris Mila. They revoked the Bris. So that empowered the Mitzrim to take these chachas from them. As long as we have the bris, we have his chachas. We lose the bris, we lose this chachas. And the bris is Yosef. We lost our connection to Yosef. V'divrei pi chacham chein. That's what my grandfather said, the Chiddush Ha'arim. Continues the Sfasemes. Ki misha delvuk b'pnim b'sif v'chol ma'isa sh'ol yisein ha'nidbuk b'chin yosef b'chitzon yisad delver ish lo tamid his chachas. Somebody who's connected to the pnimius, to the internal world, and he doesn't connect to the externals, he always has his chachas. That's what it means about Yosef. Funar, Narad Moshe Nisorus. He always had his chachas. And to be clean like Yosef, Rak Shalo Yashum Maisa Nifresh Mipnim Yischius Hashem Yisbarach Sheba, Moshidu Lecha Bola Taratz Mubizeh. The only way to get to the Bechina Shmir Sibris of Yosef is always be connected to the Chiyus of Hashem. Always be connected to the godliness, as everybody who tries to be Matar himself knows. The way to be Zoyche is always connect yourself to the Pnimius, and then you're Zoyche to Shmir Sabris of Yosef. Umishu Hukain Ein Lo Shum Meitzar. Somebody who's like that has no boundaries. That's Mitzrayim. Shudesh Kol HaHester Hu Rak Mi Bachutz. He knows all the Hester, all the hiddenness is on the outside, but the Pnimius, it's all from God and it's all good. You have to have Emunah. If simuna kavua b'levi shakol chiyus Hashem isbar, you have to have a moon in your heart to know that everything is Hashem's chiyus. Perish simuna dveikus b'sharash v'chiyus Hashem isbar. And emunah means that you're clinging to the root, to the vitality of God. That's the Sfasemis. Sfasemis Kedarko speaks b'kitzer. We're going to be marchiv based on the Sefer Emunas Eliezer. We saw the Yisod in the Sfasemis at Yosef at Eschatzis. And when we lost our Eschatzis, we lost our connection with Yosef, we lost our Eschatzis. If you want to be a Shomer Bris, you have to be connected to the Pnimius. If you're connected to the Pnimius, you always have Eschatzis. If you're connected to the Chitzonius, it's a world of Hester. The reason the Egyptians, who were Enkol Chodesh Tachas Hashem, they shouldn't have gotten this Chachis, is because we lost ours, and they took it from us. So we find by Yosef HaTzadik that he had two midas. One is that Yosef was Shomer Bris, Yosef Tzadikaya, like we say in the Payet, in the Trinus and Yom Kippur Kotten. Yosef began to not to the Bris Alma Zachar Yedigri Tzadik. Yosef was Shomer Bris, so he's called the Tzadik. Tzadik is Soid Olam, he's the Yisod. That's Tzadik. Yosef was Shomer Bris. Of course, this Shoiv him now, that's why it's so important to talk about these Nyanim. This is in our Shoiv him series, Siyata Dishmaya. The Shmiras HaBris of Yosef was revealed when he had this Nisayah with Eishes Potiphar. And then was established this special Midah. And his name is Yosef HaTzadik because he had the Midah of Tzad Tzadik Shomer Bris. In Chabakuk, it says, V'tzadik be'emunasa yichya, tzadik lives by his emunah. So you see that emunah is connected to Shmiras HaBris. Shmiras HaBris is connected to tzadik. If you're Shomer Bris, you're tzadik. Tzadik is Sod Olam. If you're Shomer Bris, you're called a tzadik. You're the foundation of the world. Shomer Bris is called a tzadik, like we saw before in the Payet, on Yom Kippur Kotten. Yosef is Shomer Bris, is called a tzadik. And the Pasuk here says, tzadik be'emunasa yichya. Tzadik is the emunah. So tzadik has two midas, Shomer Bris and Amuna, and we find that by Yosef. Yosef was a tremendous Maimon, he was also Shomer Bris. Also, besides being a Maimon and a Shomer Bris, Yosef also had a Midah v'schachas, who nar, as many bills with his will she'aviv. So he was a nar, mizolshin eschachas, mizolshin esaurus. So now we can begin to understand the Medrash and the Sfasemis. The Medrash says that B'nai Yisrael were made for Bris Mila, and they said, let's be like the Egyptians. And because they were mevatel the chelik of Shmiras HaBris of Yosef, they also lost the second part. They lost the ischachis. Shmiras HaBris is connected to ischachis. And then, therefore, the ischachis went over to the Egyptians. Now we understand the pasuk v'yakom melech chadash al mitzrayim shaloyad es Yosef. The Torah is coming to tell us that since the meat of Yosef was forgotten from the Jewish people because they were made for Bris Mila, therefore the koloch of ischachis ata yochum chadash es chokem. They're going to get the ischachis. They're going to be able to eat the ischachis. The mitzrayim. The chelik of the Jews, they're going to take. If we were to be connected to Midah of Yosef, then the Mitzvah wouldn't be able to have this Midah of Ischachas. But since we lost Yosef, we lost Ischachas. How did we lose Yosef? Because we lost Bris Mila. And now they have it in their own distorted way. When the Midah of Yosef is forgotten, Memela there's a Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim. Now we understand the dream of Yosef. That the Teva is the Temus of Yichidush Babriya. It just keeps repeating itself. That's nature. Nature is just constantly repetitive. Shemesh Yireh Chadasar Kochavim is in the system of nature. And then Yosef is Chidush. And therefore, Shemesh Yireh Chadasar Kochavim Mishtachavim Liam Chidush. And this is nature, which is repetitive. So the Mela, repetitive, bows down to Chidush. So now I would like to explain the tachas between the Midah of Amun and the Midah of Ischachas. In the Gemara, it says, Bocha Bakuk v'amidah ma'achas, tzadik v'amenasa yichya, one foundation of the Torah is Amunah. You sell it for kol tayag mitzvahs Amunah. The beer is that the tachas of a person in this world is yimakayim ratzen Hashem. And the kim of ratzen Hashem is by doing, fulfilling mitzvahs atzeh and not doing averis. In the world, there are two tzad, and this tzad atoyv and tzad ra. The tzad atoyv is mashmian a person doing mitzvahs atzeh and not to do averis. Tzad ra goes him to the other side and tries to prevent a person from fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. The Tzad Hara had special takifus. That takifus who shaboyim ala adam imasata shel anata yom. What does the Yetzer Hara tell you? Yetzer Hara tells you, go for now, go for today. And what do you have to do? You have to have a moon in the future. There's a future world. Is it really worth it to give up eternity? People destroy their lives for 5 minutes of pleasure. 5 minutes of pleasure. They lose their wife, their children, their house, their car, their job, their money, their millions of dollars, heartache. Why? For five and for a few minutes of fun. All you have to do is live in the future. Look in the future. You know, it's not worth your while, buddy. It's not worth your while, I promise you. And millions of men have made this mistake in history, and women. It's not worth your while. You're going to lose everything, or most everything. It's going to destroy your life. But they're not thinking about the future. And what about eternity? A person's not thinking about eternity, so then he's going for the now. If you have a emunah, so you're living in eternity, so it's not... זה לא מדבר אליך בכלל. זה לא קורץ לך. זה לא מעניין אותך. Why would I want to give up eternity for some for some few minutes of hevel havolam of hana? In this world, there are two mahalchim. There's a mahalach ha-chitzoni and a mahalach ha-pnim. The chitzoni is the bria, as we see it. Chozer al atzmo. You read the newspapers today. You read the newspapers 5 years ago. You read the newspapers 10 years ago. You read the newspapers 20. It's the same thing. The Jews are always, the Arabs are always causing trouble in Israel to the Jews. And there's, this politician is speaking against that politician. It's the right against the left and the left against the right. And this sports team won, this sports team lost. It's always the same thing. That's the Mahalach HaChitzayni. Read the newspaper. Zal Bazach. Umemele Misha, this has changed the names. Umemele Misha Davuk b'Mahalach HaZeh. So you're kosher to the Cheshivas of this world. The Mahalach HaPnimi is the Mahalach that's going to the future. That we don't understand. But there's a whole process here. It's bringing us to the future. And the Mahalach HaChitzoni, that you can touch, that you can feel, that you can sense. So what we have to do is Ma'aminim, we have to connect ourselves to the Mahalach HaPnimi. For that you need Koach Hamuna, to know that there's going to be a different future, and the world is going towards that future. And then you feel the Ischachus and the Bria, because this is bringing us to a new Mahalach. This is going to a new Mahalach. The world is coming to a new Mahalach. It's not going to be like it is forever. That's what they think. So people are going to say, what are you going to do? Right now we're in the middle of a war with the Arabs. So oh, all right, so you wiped out Hamas. All right, so that's it. Now there's no more Hamas. Let's say there's no more Hamas in the world. That's it. Nobody's going to hate Jews anymore. Nobody's going to cause you trouble in the Middle East. Nobody left. There's not Hezbollah in the north. Okay, you wiped out Hezbollah in the north. All right, well, there's Egypt, there's Syria, there's Lebanon, there's Iraq, there's Iran. All of these countries, the common denominator is they want us wiped off the map. So there's really no solution in the Mahalach HaChitzayni. In the Mahalach HaPnimi, we're going to a world that it's going to be completely new. We have a tremendous solution. And that's going to be a new beautiful world that God is bringing us towards. And that's the mid of Yosef. Mid of Amunah, Tzadik, Ma'asu, Yichya, and Chidish, Vunar. Because the Amunah makes you realize there's Ischachus. And that's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik lived in Mahalach HaPnimi. He knew that it wasn't you guys. This was God. We're sorry for selling you. No, it wasn't you, Bichla. It was off the best. When you live in the future, so you don't get down about now. You ever see Yosef in the past? Took him ever feel down? Ever feel depressed? Not a word. He's always upbeat. Maimon. Everyone likes him. He's obviously a very positive person because he's living in the future. He realizes that this Mahalach is bringing us to a much better place. The Nisan of Yosef HaTzadik was not only to be shomer on the sachar of tomorrow, but not to be makalkel, hakoach lifol lamochar. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Yosef this nisayon of, are you gonna waste it now? Are you gonna give it away now and then give away your future? You have a great future. You're going to have an Asher Ephraim. You're going to have two Shavatim. If you waste it now, and you're Nichshal with Eishes Potiphar, then you're spiritually, you're toast. So he was Shomer on the Koach of Halada today for tomorrow. For he could Abra El Yosef, Yom Yom, V'loi Shama Eila. Yom Yom. In other words, live for now. Now, enjoy the day. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we're going to die. So that's the takifus of today. Yom yom. Live and enjoy today. Don't worry about the future. Who knows, the cynics say. Yeah, you ever been there? You ever die? You know there's a life after death? Come on. That's the cynics. Yes, we know there's a life after death. And we know that tomorrow is more important than today. We're living today for tomorrow. You live today. You get the most out of today, but it's bringing you to a much better place. Tomorrow you're going to be in a better place if you live today right. And in 2 days you're going to be in a much better place if you live tomorrow right. When Klal Yisrael was made for Bris Milah, they lost this Mibuchin of Yosef. So then the Mitzrayim hated the Jewish people. Yosef was very well liked. Everyone liked him. He found favor in everyone's eyes, if you notice, right? Except his brothers. His father had a special affinity for him. Paro had an affinity for him. Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Tabachim in jail, they spoke to him. They opened up to him. Sarah Ofim and Sarah Mashkim. And then Sarah Tabachim made him master over the house. Yosef was very well liked because he was separate. He was Shemar Bris. He was a man who lived with purpose. And the Jewish people lost that, so the Mitzrayim hated them. Yosef's meat is likable. Yosef's meat of Nar is likable. But not when you want to be like the Mitzrayim. That's not likable at all. Says the Maharal, is a God of Chiddush HaGadol Masechet Znei. The Torah says, "Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu Sofer V'Yosein Shel Yisrael." Ve'etzal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Kizer Yisrael Nimshach Mikoach Pnimi Kmo Shemar Nevein Shem Gnai Shel Erva Ki Enik Ve'Erva Rak Kasher Yesh Gilui Kisiv Erva Simech Lo Segal V'Chin Kol Arayis V'Agesh Hu Pnimi En Kan Erva Klal. There's the Olam Vinim. So in Kabbalah, it's obviously Kabbalah. Maharal's all Kabbalah. But he says that the seed of the Jewish people comes from the Pnimius. In other words, if you're Dovik in the Pnimius, so then your seed is holy. That's where your seed comes from. Dovik in the pnimius, you have to be dovik in the pnimius of your seed. And that's why it's not called erva. Erva's mean with gala. That's what's revealed. So this meat of tznius is being shomer this koach ha-pnimi. That's what you have to, that's the meat of kedusha. The meat of kedusha is be shomer on this koach ha-pnimi. To the connect to the pnimius, and memelu be shomer on the pnimius. The shomer on the pnimius is the zera. The zera soul comes from a hidden spiritual world. And therefore, if one is modest, one is hidden, and one is able to regard this koyach, and that's what Yosef HaTzadik did. And therefore, there's no erva. Actually, doesn't share a shirim rabba. Yosef Yoredim Tzvayim v'gadar atzmo mena erva. There's no erva. Erva is gilui. There's no gilui. So Yosef is living in this world of emunah, of pnimius, being dovik. The Chassam says dovik b'sherish achius, connecting to the root of life. Hayam Rav Ayanos, because of Ayanos Ve'etze Achutza. It says in Chazal that the sea split because of Yosef, because he ran away. In other words, that's that meat of Amuna. Yosef Avinu was Me'ala Teva. When he overcame this Nisayon, Al Piteva, he should have slept with her. Yosef Atzadik was living in Amuna, he was living in the future. So you're in the world of Amuna. You're in the world of Ala Teva, so the sea splits for you. That's what it says in Chazal, that V'yashem leisano the Tanai Rishon, Hashem made a Tanai with the Yam, the split, because the Yam has to be, the Chitonius has to be Dovuk in the Pneumia, has to be Tali in the Pneumius. It says, V'yavarchas Yosef, and then he blessed the children. V'yavarchas Yosef, and then he blessed the children. Avram Yitzchak Elohim Arotzi Madi Ali Amazeh Malcha Golotzi Mikol Rei Vrachas Anar Vekar Mishmir Shem Avetzai Avram Yitzchak Vigil Rov Vekar Varetz Pelei Plotz. He says he's going to bless Yosef and he blesses his children. Vrachas Anar Vekar Mishmir Shem Avetzai. Why is he blessing Menashe and Ephraim? Because that's Yosef's Mida. Yosef's Mida is the future, is Machar. And Melech to bless Yosef is to bless his children. Rabbi Yisai, beautiful shtickle. There's a felt more to say. Thank you for listening. If you zeh to be shomer bris, to be shomer the pnimius, not to be megale, not to look, not to think about these things, and to keep our pnimius, to keep our kedusha, and like we saw, trying to be like the goyim, being made for bris milah dafka made them hate us. To keep our uniqueness, our specialness, to connect to the meat of Yosef, the meat of tzaddik, the meat of emunah, the meat of ischachus. Thank you so much for listening. שלום שלום.